Well, just asking for it isn't working. That, you know, what I have done is, you know, the closest I come is to talking to her about that I'm a human being also, and that we all have the same basic needs and need for respect, and, you know, that when she says something hurtful or doesn't, you know, repeatedly doesn't listen so that it, you know, affects my schedule or my work or whatever it might be, you know, that it has impact on me, that is the closest that I would say we come to her really pausing and then maybe responding in a more positive way. That type of communication.
And why do you think that worked?
Because it's reasonable.
Oh. Okay.
That is one reason, and you know, and she's just and she understands. I think she probably can relate to that because she's another human being,
yeah,
and wants to be respected. And so I would imagine that's probably why it works, and also her love for me and some empathy probably too.
Yeah. So when you approach something the way you just described, and she really can get it because it's a reasonable approach because you're both talking like humans,
right,
and having needs, it sounds like that may work, but yet it doesn't sound like it's enough for you.
Well, it's either not enough or I'm not doing it consistently enough.
Ah, okay, good. So which of those two do you think it's more of?
I'm not doing it consistently enough.
Okay, good. So let me ask you a question. What do you think you can do differently this week that would create more consistency?
I think maybe when I ask her to do something, I should, and I've done this, you know, or I do it, but not often enough, really, like, coming right up to her, kind of eye to eye, maybe not calling out from room to room, you know, time to get off the computer or this or that, but really, you know, being more present with her and more literally eye to eye, and so that it's a better connection, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm distracted as I'm talking to you. I'm realizing that I'm so often distracted. I have a million things going on.
Of course.
That a lot of the communication, or at least the first attempts to have her, you know, respond are you may be called out or, you know, said as I'm in passing in the home or something like that.
Cindy, of course you're distracted. You're running a household by yourself,
right,
on your own, and you have this young person in your home. And, of course, we assume that people cannot hear us and understand us when we say, please shut that off, and we yell it out. And then when it doesn't happen, it starts creating tension and a little stress and maybe a little resentment, and then things just start happening.
Right.
And I love what you said about being more present with her, because then you said it as coming up eye to eye with her.
Yeah.
And you made it very tangible. You made it very clear, as if you know for a fact if you're yelling over your shoulder versus if you're eye-to-eye with her making a request, and even using the communication that you've used with her where she kind of gets it. Like,
right.
You're making a request. It's a nice thing that you came up with, because it just shows that you can actually look at something in a very tangible way and say, I can apply this thing. How does that sound to you?
As we're just talking about it, I'm already, it feels good. It feels good. It feels right.
Great. When do you see yourself starting this?
As soon as we get off the teleconference.
Watch out.
Time to go to bed.
Here she comes. Excellent. Okay, great.